I'm going up there. I'm chaining myself to something. I'm chaining myself.
I wish you would chain yourself to the building. I wish that you would chain yourself to the building.
They'd be like, fine, whatever. They just walk by me, whatever.
I would come and like throw stuff at you.
I know. It'd be like
snowballs.
It'd like be like in the medieval times when the prisoners are in the little carts and they throw stuff at them. Oh, it would not be good. All right.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 23 of Designer Cornbread. Yes, yes, once again, you've decided to use an hour and 15 minutes of your time with us.
Poor pitiful. They have medication for that.
We are the medication. You don't need no medication. Mm-hmm. You just come on here and you'll feel a lot better about your life because you're like, whoa, it's not as bad as those two. Oh.
I don't know. Sometimes I've been told I'm too happy.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes people don't want to know that you're happy.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, well, what? Tell me about your weekend. What happened this weekend? Anything? Do you just chill?
What's going on? My weekend has been like ups and downs and peaks and valleys.
Oh,
and
really?
Oh, yeah. It's been so. It was Ron's birthday Friday.
Happy birthday to you.
Get it.
It's
so, you know, Ron to be so out there. I mean, he really like does not like to be the center of attention, but he doesn't.
Right. Not on his birthday though.
Not on his birthday. He's got birthday issues. There's something happened. I don't know.
He's allowed.
So we just had, and he doesn't like frosting. He doesn't like any of that kind of thing. Oh. So he likes angel food cake.
Okay.
So I had an angel food cake and I, you know, shoved some strawberries around it and had some whipped cream. And
oh, that's nice.
That was it. I made him some crab legs.
I was going to say, give him some good kind of seafood or some steak or something, and that'll suffice.
He loves crab legs. That's his thing. And the boys don't, so I tell them to order pizza.
There you go.
And we sang the birthday song.
Happy birthday.
Get it. And then he and the boys played a game. I don't know what they played because anyway. So. That was all good.
Nice. That sounds nice.
It was. And then Saturday, again, was low-key. I just kind of stayed here and did all the laundry that the boys brought home. Saturday night, we went to dinner with a lot of friends.
Oh.
And it was fun. And we hadn't done it in a long time. We used to have this little dinner club. And so, anyway, I finally said, hey, let's get this thing ramped up. So,
yeah.
We did, but as we all met in one place and we were going to drive together, but as we were about to leave, one of the women got a phone call that her father had had a stroke.
Oh, no.
So, bummer.
Yeah, I mean,
thankfully we had not left. We were not, you know, I don't want to say it's a good time. I don't mean it like that, but, you know, the timing, if it had to happen, was good because
we were still close by. Oh, goodness.
And so he's still in the hospital. And then I got word Sunday that one of my good friend's husbands had passed away after a long bout with cancer. So it was, you know.
That's that. You're right. The peaks and the valleys, that's unavoidable, right. Unfortunately. Yeah.
So what'd you do?
Oh, what did I do? I had a really good weekend. I had a really relaxed, low-key weekend. Last weekend was really busy with cleaning the house, getting Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. But it was pretty low-key. I just did some bookwork, some, you know, bookkeeping stuff. And Tim and the boys finally got this video game. Tim has been wanting to play a video game with his sons, you know, remotely and all that.
Right, yeah.
For forever. Anyway, they finally got that working, and he got some new video card for his computer. I don't know what all happened. Mm-hmm. He and Hudson did errands, and all I know is they came back with computer stuff. And
sounds about right.
It does, doesn't it? But they all played, and they had the best time hooting and hollering in there, acting a fool, you know, on their video games. So Tim's telling stories. So he got another friend of his who's Tim's age on to play it too. So it's my two boys, Tim and Clark. And they're playing at some, you know, war kind of game, whatever. Mm-hmm. And just to say what kind of player Hudson is. So they are all, you know, you kind of have to go together on some mission. They're all on some mission to do something. And they're getting in the Jeep because they got to go to the next place to do the mission. And they're all, get in, yelling. And Hudson's not there because he's been off doing who knows what. There's no telling. Yeah. There's no telling. But you can, you know, they're talking on Discord. He's like, I'm coming, wait. And you can see his little character is a running, and it's a That's running to hilarious. Get to the truck.
Yeah.
And then he gets there, and he slaps a bomb on the back of the truck and runs away. And they all jump out of the truck. They're all bailing, screaming. So that's how the young folks play. They try to sabotage the rest of you.
Shockingly, Caleb came home and was making fun of Uncle Tim.
Oh, shock.
He said, Mom, I got a text from Uncle Tim. And he said, what's John's address? Period. He said, not question mark, period. What's John's address? Period. He said, Boogie? Question mark. He said, yes. Well, I don't know. And he said, yeah, he said, what? Period. Not a question mark. What? Period. He said, I don't know. He said, you send him cookies. And Caleb said,
yeah.
This is Caleb. You're looking for Mom.
I know. He went to text you, and he was like, I said, don't you have Joni's number? He's like, well, I got Caleb's here, and I got this and that. I'm like, well, honey, I don't know.
He said, what?
Yeah.
Period.
Sorry.
He said, and then he said, oh, well, what are you doing, bub? And he said, talking to Hudson.
Talking to your son who's upstairs. I know. That's pretty much how it goes. So yeah, it was really low key. It was cold. It was really cold. So we had fire. So Sunday I basically went to church, came home, ate lunch, and I sat in the living room in front of the fire in the fireplace, watching football and crocheting. I have a blanket that kind of like a granny square that I've not put together. It's been all done. All the squares have been done, but I just hadn't put it together because putting it together is not the fun part of the granny square blanket. Right. So I finally gotten it laid out. So I just crocheted and put things together and sat by the fire pretty much all day Sunday. So that was pretty, I really enjoyed that. That was really good. It was speaking of Sunday though, too. Speaking of church, I have a little Hudson hat update.
Okay.
For church.
Okay.
So as you all recall, last week, was that just last week or 2 weeks ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. I think he skipped last week. We couldn't get him up out of the bed. But anyway, the story of Hudson wearing his ball cap in church, and I had a existential crisis, and, you know, it's all fine. So this week, he comes down earlier, you know, a little bit, not much. Anyway, he's coming to church with us. Got a ball cap on. Actually, it was a nice ball cap. I will say that. This was like a brown suede, kind of cool, it's a Sunday. It's his church ball cap. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and
church ball
cap. I don't even know. So I was like, okay, you know, right. Don't say anything, whatever. You know, I'm just not dealing with that. So we get to church, we sit down, and not very long into the service, he takes it off and puts it down on the ground.
Well, look at that. Honey, like, growing up. I'm so proud of you.
I didn't say a word. Uh-huh. I don't know what I haven't asked him. I didn't comment about it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say anything. I didn't ask him about it later. he has no idea I'm sitting here talking on the podcast about it, mm-hmm. unless he's listening upstairs, which is fine. Hey, buddy. I have no idea what inspired it. If mm-hmm. he looked around and noticed that he was indeed the only
person that had on a ball
in
cap.
The church with a ball cap. But he just took it off and put it down.
Okay.
And his hair was fine. You know, it's getting really long and it was fine. Right. And it was all that. Right. And he was fine. And I was like, well, okay, Lord, I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just let it ride. You just let it ride a little bit and see if that something from his upbringing
clicked in,
made him think to do that. And I'll credit. I mean, again, we're a parent, so we get credit some, but, and it could reverse next week. I mean, this is not like necessarily a done thing, but something. And I also kind of credit camp. I think camp that they mm-hmm. went to, not all that. I mean, you're at camp. The boys are in ball caps, you know.
Constantly, right.
All the time. Yeah. But I feel like at church they mm-hmm. had them take it, like when they gathered on Sunday, people didn't wear them and they just kind of mm-hmm. tried to. Anyway, that's a long story. I just thought that was a little update. I was like, well, looky there. Okay. Sometimes you don't have to say anything and it just comes.
That's
so
right.
that was a big yeah. moment. What else? Oh, I had a very highly successful mayonnaise making experience. I am now the mayonnaise making machine.
Okay.
I got it. I got it down. We're on fire. It's the blender, man. The blender is the thing.
It's the key.
If you have a food processor with a hole that you can dump in, same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's the key. Room temperature egg, all that. Did it really slow. Boom. First try. Delicious mayonnaise. So there you go. That's the mayonnaise update.
We need the sea turtle update. We did not update yeah. anybody
well,
on
Megan.
Megan.
The Megan update. Which
can we change her name to Melba? Because that would make me happy.
Her name is Megan.
Okay, Megan.
Her name is Megan. And she's a sea turtle, and she loves.
If I could reach through this computer and slap you right now.
She loves to swim around, and she's still in Cuba. So okay. I've decided. You know, the weekly update. She's just hanging in Cuba.
Is it the same spot in Cuba?
It's just kind of all around. There's just okay. little zigzags all in kind of the same spot.
Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
I just checked her today. So, I mean, how about this? I update everyone if there's a change. If she does some drastic move, I'll update. Otherwise, she's hanging. I will get a theme song. I'm writing that down. We will have a Megan theme song. It'll be good. I already have some ideas.
Okay.
I mean, it can't be anything that we get copyright. There's so many songs I want to use, but I know we'll get in trouble. So I will not do that. But I will get a Megan update theme song. But yeah, she's in Cuba. So, and we hope that she's doing great. So I organized my earrings. I did that this past weekend. Didn't quite take as long as the eyeshadow extravaganza. But I was very proud of myself. Because the problem is... It's such a problem. I have a lot of teeny tiny earrings, like little post earrings, because I have mm-hmm. When I got my ears triple pierced, so I'm always wearing some little tinies too. So then I got a bunch more of those. And those are impossible. Like they were just kind of in a little tray on my little dresser, mm-hmm. but you can't see, you know, what you have. So here's what I did. You know those, and I'll try to put a picture on somewhere. Anyway. You know those hard, like at the craft store when you were a little kid, it's like plastic needlepoint paper mm-hmm. things
oh,
that
yeah,
you
yeah,
could
yeah,
do
yeah.
yarn,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I actually had some in my little craft closet, so I didn't have to go buy anything. So I took one of those and I cut it into like four smaller pieces. You could do
Brilliant.
It as small as you yep. want. And I've stuck all my little tiny earrings mm-hmm. in these panels, and of course I did them by category, so I have like all my silver ones, I have gold, you know, so I kind of broke it up, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I look in my drawer now, I organized all my earrings too, but I look in my drawer and I'm like, there's a little sheet and I can pull it out and there's all my little tinies.
Just so our listeners know, here's you another little update of how different Holly and I are.
What?
I have one hole in each ear. aside from my, you know, my regular
aside from
ear
your
hole,
nose and your hole. Mouth and your big hole of a mouth.
I don't have. Excuse me, I just went to the dentist and they told me I had a small mouth. They're the experts, Holly.
Well, it doesn't sound small.
I have like regular ear piercings.
What's your point?
I don't have cartilage.
I don't have a cartilage. I just have three up each side. Hey, listen, Avery. Yeah, so my daughter Avery, when she turned 20, I turned 50, like a couple months apart. Her birthday is March 14th and mine is May 14th.
So you decided a midlife crisis? Is that what
did.
You're saying?
Okay. I did. Mm-hmm. She thought somehow it came up and I was like, have you ever thought about getting another piercing in your ear? Because, you know, especially her age. And it would be so cute, like with the little earrings she wear, little tiny hoops and all that. And I was like, have you ever? She said, yeah, actually I have. So we talked about it. I was like, me too. And so for her 20th and my 50th, we went together to the Target and got our ears pierced, like 12-year-olds. And it was so funny. The lady who did it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she's like, wow. And she's like, that's really sweet. It was the mother-daughter bonding. And I decided I wanted to do two more. I wanted three because I'm extra that way. But there you go.
I have one ear hole, people.
She has one ear hole. Maybe we'll get you double pierced.
No. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, I don't feel like that would.
No.
Anyway.
No.
So organizing my earrings, that was great. Made man.
And I literally wear like three sets of, I alternate between sets of earrings. I have
so you don't
studs,
need my little organizer.
Diamond studs and sapphire studs. And that's it. Oh, yeah. I don't wear hoops.
You guys,
I don't wear
we are different. I'm telling you what, it's, I don't know how we're friends, but it just works. I guess we don't like,
we don't fight over earrings.
I was going to say, I guess we don't fight over earrings. It's not a problem.
Or lipstick or
no,
makeup.
But you get
or,
mad at me. Yes. You get mad at me when I try to tell you to get a certain lipstick and then you get the wrong
then
color. And then
like Kermit the Frog.
You get the wrong color and then I get blamed for like 20 years because you got the wrong color. Jeez, people. This is what it is. What else?
Let's see.
What else is going on?
I kind of watch some football. I had meetings at church and stuff Sunday afternoon. So didn't watch a whole lot, and all of my teams are out, except yeah. I was kind of pulling for Kansas City. Oh, let me say this.
Yes, ma'am.
There are, you know, and I keep up with Mississippi State players, and because I keep up with Mississippi State players, I know this little tidbit of information. There are two Starkville High School football players who are going to the NFL. One plays for the Eagles and
who are already there.
Willie
who
Gay
going to the
plays.
Super Bowl.
Yes.
Oh, I'm with you.
I mean, they graduated from Starkville High School. But I just think for a small town high school to have two former players now going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That,
Super
you know,
Bowl.
That, you go, what are y'all putting in the water down there?
Yeah, seriously. No, that's and there's Mississippi State players on both.
Right,
the
right,
Eagles
right.
And
yeah,
the
that's
Chiefs.
The Eagles. Yes.
I think there's a couple on the Chiefs.
Willie Gay is on the Chiefs. And now it's all ran together. Jones, is he?
I don't know. They posted about it on Instagram, so you can go look. But
yeah,
Mississippi State.
So,
that is cool.
But but Starkville High School, I mean, both of them, one plays for the Eagles and one plays for the Chiefs. Willie Gay plays for the Chiefs.
Do you think do you think they're betting on that? They have like a special, like you have to take me out to eat in whatever favorite place in Starkville.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Little Dewey's. I don't know.
That's what they should do.
They should. But I did. I thought, because, you know, I mean, we're a small town and we've got, you know, Caden Pope playing for Mississippi State and Latrell Bumpus playing for UT.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are your only, I mean, it's such a small percentage of who actually makes it to college. And then a smaller percentage of who goes to the NFL.
Exactly. Skill-wise, injury-wise, all the things to make it through college playing and to get there is huge. So that was cool. Well, it's going to be a good game. I think right now Super Bowl pick, I mean, of course I'm rooting for the Chiefs, but I'll be honest, Philly looked strong. Philly looked better than the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I watched both
the Chiefs
games
did not look – Man, I would be mad if I were the Bengals. I mean, I really there didn't. There was
a lot going on.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a great, they didn't have a great game. They came back. Luckily that was a good game. The other game was much more of a blowout and fighting and chippy and Philly and 49ers were, and then their quarter, it was a lot. It was a lot of drama. It was a good day. It was a great day of football. Kansas City pulled it out, but I'm telling you what, it was like pull, and now Mahomes' ankle again. I don't know.
Anyway, I know that's what I was like. I don't. Well, of course, he's got 2 weeks now.
He does. He has two weeks, and they can do a lot of stuff. They can do a lot. I just think in terms of, and I've never watched the Phillies, baseball much. The Eagles, I didn't know anybody on their team. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But as a team, they looked dominant. I mean, their offensive line was dominant. I mean, and they just made it look, everything was clicking. They've got the eye of the tiger. Get it? Philly? Get it? Anyway. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see, guys. It'll be fun. We'll be sitting there with our Super Bowl foods and having a good time. So, okay. Yeah. We've got to get together and plan, or at least do a Zoom and plan. Because I looked at our Trello board and I'm like,
it's kind of empty.
Wow.
No.
Well. Which was so great at the beginning of last semester, just so the little behind the scenes, the designer cornbread behind the scenes. When I came down, sometime in September. Mm-hmm. So we'd already started, but, and we kind of planned out, not everything to a last, but you kind of get topics, you know, you look at what's coming up and you can kind of decide, oh, let's do this here and that there. Mm-hmm. And then you build on that as the weeks go by and you think of more things and all that kind of good stuff and you can shift stuff around. But we haven't done that, so.
Well, and to be honest with you, January and February, you're just kind of.
Yeah.
Months. You know, I mean, I've got.
I know.
Widow's Valentine dinner, and we talked about that.
We already did. But we got to bring the fun. We got to bring the entertainment.
I know.
For the people.
I know. Well, and hopefully we're going to start calling our widows tonight. So there's always some good stories with that when we invite them.
Okay.
So I'll have that, but there's just not, I mean, to me, January is the longest month.
I think February is. February and it's goes pretty technically fast the shortest.
Well, so January though, I'm teaching safety and sanitation and we're not very hands-on. We're not, you know, February comes and like, I'm already booked with, you know, receptions and meals and all this stuff. And it's just, you know, Katie barred the door on this.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm kind of, we are predicted some ice on Tuesday night. And I'm not a big fan of ice, but right now I'd take a day.
You're like, shut it down.
Just so that I can, I mean, I'm thinking I got to get ready for this Valentine dinner. I don't know when I'm going to get it all done.
Well, I'm going to try to just do one rant today.
Okay.
I might do two. The other one's not really a rant, but it was the little parental PSA I had for people. Mm-hmm. So I could talk about that next week, but if we don't, you know, if we need something else, I can chat about that. It's a helpful tip. But speaking of ice, I am triggered. We had last night up here in St. Louis, some sleet and ice, you know, come through and stuff like that. So the winter weather advisory, and it's very cold. And the cars this morning are covered with ice and all that. So here's the thing. Here's my quandary. Is last week on Thursday when we had snow come in Wednesday night, or no, excuse me, it must have been Tuesday to Wednesday. A bunch of snow predicted overnight, 5 to 7 inches. And we did get a good amount, but it stopped. And I mean, the roads were, it didn't get super cold and it was a really heavy, wet snow. So it just kind of really melted very quickly. I mean, it started melting that afternoon. Mm-hmm. The sidewalks, everything were completely clear and it stopped and, you know, 11 noon. Well, they canceled class at Hudson's College where he goes just up the road. And they cancel class, you know, the night before. Class is canceled. So, okay, here's the thing. They canceled then, and then this morning we get up, and they canceled again. Now, he goes to class twice a week. These two classes are twice a week. They're long studio, mm-hmm. you know, they're long classes. So he has now missed a week of classes, basically, because two, you know, not in the right. same week, mm-hmm. but like mm-hmm. a week's worth. And the roads are fine. And here's the thing, because he has an afternoon class. It's not till 1 and then he has a 5:30. The roads are 100%. Mm-hmm. Everything is completely fine, but his classes are canceled. And I'm like, I'm starting to get really triggered about it. And I know there's a variety of all the things that go into all these decisions. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem cancel morning classes, late start, like for sure. You don't want to be driving
yeah.
in the
yeah.
rush hour and doing all that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But to cancel an entire day and evening classes at a college level, it feels a little too much for me.
Yeah.
These are grown adults and not, you know, we know their brains aren't yeah. developed all the way. And I understand that, but I could get into a whole bunch of stuff.
I will say that I am glad that I am not the one who has to make those decisions. Because now yeah. we are you've got elementary, middle school, and high school kids here. Mm-hmm. And so there's such a spinning wheel.
Yes.
And there is. And with public education, I mean, I'll be real, real honest with you. It is, for some children, it is a lot safer. It is a lot warmer. And there is food at school that they may not have.
Sure.
On the flip side of that, you also have, you know, people driving, and you've got high school students driving. And we've had schools on days that I thought, I don't know that I would have made this call, but okay. And I've had a couple of students who've, you know, ended up in some ditches and, you know, and so it's just a tough call to make.
It is a tough call to make. Absolutely. And I totally, I like you, it would be a little hard to call. I think the thing is, first of all, let me just say, none of these people would have survived the 70s and early 80s.
Oh, no.
None of them would have made it. Because and I'm not, you know, I hate to be like back in the day, but back in the day, we didn't cancel school. Like,
that's the difference, too, between the North. We did.
Well, but that's what I'm talking about, too. Yeah. I'm talking about St. Louis. Yeah. I'm talking about a big city that has that is, you know, prepared. Yeah. We get snow. We know what to do. Like, I'm not talking about a small rural town somewhere where once the roads are too much. Like, I get it, the different places. I'm specifically talking about here when you know, you cancel, first of all, at the drop of a hat, which again, I'm an Enneagram 6. I'm about as safety conscious as you can get. And you ask Joni, I won't go on no rides. I mean, I'm just, yeah.
Boring.
I am. I really am. I totally admit it. I embrace it. But so I'm completely safety conscious mm-hmm. and I, especially roads and travel, I get it. But it seems like to me that we need to figure something else out that's not just cancel every, and I'm talking again with Hudson, it's a college.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, and now it's a commuter college. People drive. It's not a residential college. So there's driving. I understand that. But here's an idea. How about you cancel the morning? You know, for sure. Like, it's going to be bad. Absolutely. We don't want people to come in. That gives professors extra time to get in later. Mm-hmm. And then we'll play it by ear. You know, we'll see kind of if it's still terrible or not. And barring that too, you know what else people can do? People can make their own decisions.
Right.
If you can't get in or it's too dangerous or you're scared or you don't want your child driving or all the different things, then they don't have to go. You can work at it. The school can have policies.
So here is one thing. And I guess I'm about to get into a little politics
you,
here.
You but are. And I, and
there's no, but there is not this whole, you know, and there seems to be this one size fits all kind of mentality.
That's exactly
and it's not right. You know, so like, let's look at $15 minimum wage. I have no idea how in New York anybody can survive on, what is it, the $7 minimum wage or whatever. But down here, $15 minimum wage is going to put your little places out of business.
Right.
It's not a one size fits all.
Yeah.
When you've got out in California, a 3-bedroom house that costs $600,000, that's not the same as it is here. The cost of living
right.
is not the same. And, you know, it's not just because it's a, and I had another example and it's gone, but we just seem to have this, whole throw a blanket on it. It's not the same. Oh, here's what I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love fresh air. I would love to be outside 24 hours a day if I could do that. And so the EPA's come in and said, with air conditionings in these schools, you have to pump in 20% fresh air, which sounds like a fantastic idea. And I'm sure if you were in Colorado, that is absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, in the deep South in August, and you start pumping in 20% air, y'all,
it's going to rain.
It's a rainstorm. My papers at school are wet.
Condensation.
My hair is a, I look like a French fried poodle.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, there's just, because it works in Colorado, y'all, that ain't working down here in the South.
Right.
You know, bring it in October.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
But in August, we don't open windows in August.
Right. And that's the thing about and again, I know, I don't want to get too into all the different factors, with the can. And I know it's a tough, I have a lot of empathy for, all the different situations, but it's like, I think part of the reason too, honestly, is we're a two income society, and I don't want to get too deep and we don't want to get too, and everyone can do what absolutely some people need and want to do, but, I think it has as much to do at like college level with the professors and the staff being able to get in because mm-hmm. If they have younger kids, it's a big cycle. If the elementary schools close, which they maybe should, or in the morning, and I get busing, I get all that. There's a lot of elementary school kids.
Right.
I do understand that. But what happens is it sets off a whole chain reaction so that possibly I'm supposing here that this is impacting the adults that are running the college up the road and teaching classes and doing all the administrative and all the, things that janitor, all the things that have to be done there. If they're young kids are out of school, they can't go to work.
Yeah.
And it's like, my son in college now has to miss a week of class for no reason, but he could make everyone could have made it for his classes.
There were times when, and I remember because my mom taught high school and kindergarten was different back then. It wasn't like in your school system kind of thing. That I would not have kindergarten. And I remember going and sitting at the high school with my mom, and I had something to work on, and I didn't get up and run around.
Yeah.
Because you know what would have happened if I got up and run around?
Oh, 55-gallon drum of. Yep. It's complicated. It's complicated.
But we don't do that stuff anymore. I don't know.
It's a lot, and I don't want to I don't want to overly simplify it, but I think it's interesting. And I just, like I said, I'm a little bit triggered because guess who's not getting a refund for those classes?
Right. Yeah.
Seriously, the chain reaction here, is it the end of the world? No, but
you have paid for this number of classes.
We have, and they meet twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
They're long classes. So now he's out a week. Are they going to make those up? No. How are they going to cover the material? And this, we're not even through February. How are they going to cover that material for the syllabus for the class that we've paid for our son to go to? That's my point, is it's frustrating. I don't have an answer really. I mean, I'm not saying I know. I'm not saying I have all the grand answers. I think a lot of it has to do with just where our society is and how we are right now. We're scared. And also, I'll be honest too, we're litigious.
Yeah.
People are going to sue Can you imagine if something happened to some kid on his way to class? Some, you know, family is going to be like, my kid died because he was trying to get to your class because you didn't cancel. Instead of going, he's a grown-name dude and a you made a decision. I can't say that. Ooh, mama's getting hot. You know, just like we don't treat people like adults.
Yeah.
And I know they're not. I know. Listen, I got some, you know, his brain. I get it. But then that's where me as a parent or me as a, someone would be like, hey, I don't think you should go today. Or, hey, our street is really bad. Or, hey, whatever, you know, call, you know, email your prof, say you, whatever, and take that on instead of just making everyone else make that decision. And then everybody, you know, and again, I'm talking, there was no reason last week. The roads were completely, it was warm, all the snow, everything was, it was 100% fine. So I'm like, we can't just cancel college class every time kindergarten's out, guys. We got to figure this out. It's not working for me. And like I said, I ain't getting no refund. And I understand missing class. You know, I understand it happens. I'm not trying to be like a big, you know, whatever. I know people are probably listening going, what is her deal? I'm not trying to, you know, missing
She's
a class.
Karen.
And I want to talk to your manager immediately. Who's your supervisor? But, you know, I just want to go, what's the policy? Why can't we have a policy that's a little more like, hey.
We're grown-ups.
We kind of are trying to be grown-ups. This is a college.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the dentist.
Let's be happy. Oh, that. Oh.
No, I just have a question for you.
That, I was going to go happy.
My beloved dentist retired like 3 years ago.
Oh, my.
That I've had my entire life. And so now I go to another equally wonderful dentist, but it's different.
Okay.
You know, they have, it's just different equipment, different, all this stuff, different fluoride. So I have a question. When you go and you get fluoride, do you swish it? Is it a, like something they press in a mouth guard on your teeth, or do they paint it on, or do you have something different?
I don't get fluoride.
Oh, okay.
We don't get fluoride anymore. We used to. We used to, but it was back, you know, a long time ago, and it was a swishy.
It was swishy. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a long time ago. Yeah, now they probably do something different.
I don't have enamel on my teeth, so, because I lost it when I was a baby.
Okay.
So I kind of need it.
You need the, yeah.
But, no, this they paint on.
Oh.
And I've never, it was a swishy at my old one, but this is like a paint.
Well, that would be a little better, I would think, because it would just get it on your teeth.
Sticky. It's kind of.
Oh.
I don't know. It's kind of sticky.
Is it still on?
I can feel it. Like.
Oh yeah.
But then I will say my teeth feel much smoother once it kind of wears off.
Oh, okay. So. And you can't eat or drink. Same thing, like for an hour or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm probably not even supposed to be talking to you, for an hour. No, I'm joking.
Why not? I'm good. I'm so
We don't get fluoride.
It's just our decision. It's everyone do what they want to do. Just do your own research. That's all I'm gonna say. But anyway, they've got all kinds of new equipment too. The X-ray, all that stuff is a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're in the chair. It's all, it's very much better than back in the day. That's for certain. So excellent. Well, okay. I'll go ahead and, since we don't have too much else to talk about, I'll give my little parental PSA. It's not a big rant, but at all.
Oh, I thought that was your last one was your PSA. Oh,
no,
that was just your rant. Okay.
No, PSA is like a helpful tip. A public service announcement. Like, hey, here's something I learned. So this was just, and I was going to push it because it's about. Okay. Anyway, your kids, here's a little parental PSA for those of you whose kids are about to turn 18. Okay. Coming up, your kids are, you know, we've had this happen now 3 times and all that. And just a little reminder, most of you probably already know this and really have it in your brain, but it can easily not be in your brain, is just to remember, i.e. when you go to the dentist or you go to the doctor or whatever with your kid, when they turn 18, they need to, if this is what you all want to do, they need to sign a thing at the doctor saying that the doctor has permission to talk to you as a parent and, you know, and to tell you their medical information because they're 18. So they can't drive to college on their own, but apparently they can make medical decisions. Okay, I'm back. Going Zen, having a Zen moment. So just be sure to do that. It's no big deal. It's at the doctor, the dentist, all that. That way, you know, and especially like, I'm like, if I'm paying for it, you darn well are going to tell me what's going on.
Usually when we go, like every, I mean, when you go, at least once a year, they'll have you update your information.
Right.
And once they turn 18, they do, who may we talk to about
they
your,
do. They do. And then you sign up. Exactly. So it's super easy. It's very, very normal, but just think to do that. And the other little part of that PSA too, is because we had this happen with our oldest, with Thatcher, just, I wasn't anyway, be aware. So he went in before he went off to college, he had to get update some vaccination update, probably measles. I think it was measles. Mm-hmm. He had to get that one updated, or boosted or whatever. And, so I sent him to do it on his own because he was
18
and just turned. He's a young in his class, so he just turned in June, and it was over the summer before he left for college. And so, okay, he needs the measles thing. We made an appointment. Okay, all that. You go on your own. You know where it is and all that. And he goes and he comes back home, and I said, how'd it go and all that? Well, come to find out that he got the measles one, but he also got another vaccination. And again, this is not vax, anti-vax. Obviously, my child has a vaccination. Like, this is not trying to say this to anybody. Y'all do whatever you're going to do. Get your fluoride. Don't vax. Don't whatever you want. Whatever you want. Get your ears pierced. Do what you want.
Yeah.
But my point was, he came home and he's like, yeah, they gave me this other one because it's supposed to help prevent something or other, blah, blah, blah. And it's one that we would not have chosen for him to have. And the thing that bothers me, just as a parent, here's what I didn't know. He said they, you know, he went in to get the measles, and then they were like, oh, this one's also recommended and it's going to prevent cancer, know, here. And so him being freshly 18, never having researched, having no information about any of this, was like, yeah, okay, sure. And now we subsequently, he didn't go back and get the second and third dose of whatever that is.
Yeah.
But, and this is back in 2016 or whatever, but I was very irritated with the doctor. He's still, at this point, he's still going to his pediatrician because you could go till you're like 19 or whatever. And I was flabbergasted that they just asked a fresh 18-year-old that they just sort of said, and you should get this one. Instead of saying, I would have preferred if they had said, hey, this one is recommend, you know, tell them the schedule, whatever. We really recommend this one because it does blah, 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 blah. Here's an information sheet. Take it home. If you decide, you know, maybe talk to your parent, knowing that this is a fresh adult.
Right.
They don't know anything about anything about whether they should or shouldn't. And maybe some do, and maybe some are making those decisions all on their own. Mm-hmm. But to assume that every 18-year-old isn't going to perhaps give their parents an opportunity to help teach them or help talk to them about a medical thing that they, when they're not used to making those decisions, I would have appreciated that. Give the kid the information for sure. I have no problem with you saying, here's what it is, and this is why we think it's good, but think about it and, you know, come back and do it. But they didn't. They just said, this is good. We recommend it here. Yeah. And he was like, okay.
Well, so, and I know which one that you're talking about, and I would not want my children having that.
Exactly. That it was one we felt very strongly about.
Right.
And he didn't have all the information. Mm-hmm. So my son at 18, and I'm not saying I have all the information about everything,
you know what?
But
I don't like that either with, you know, me as a 53-year-old, if I go in there for one thing, don't start trying to push something else on me. Let me have time to research it, investigate it.
I don't mind them telling me the information at all. I think, or even their recommendation. You know, I get that all the time. You should see the doc. You know, they're like, we recommend this. I'm like, that's great. You know, and if I want to, I do. And some I do and some I don't. And and it's great. But I just, anyway, that's the PSA. The main thing is just to, hey, parents, as your kids are getting older, you know, getting to that 18, be sure to talk to them. You know, I didn't talk to him and say, don't let them give you any other vaccines. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, right.
I had no clue that that was even a possibility. I thought he was just going in. And you don't have to say it that. I mean, again, every family is different, but our kids are very, would have been very receptive to, hey, is this a good idea? What do you think? And, you know, understanding that they don't know all about that yet.
Yeah.
And just help them. And if they still decide to go get it at 18, okay.
Yeah. And you know? It is. I mean, it's one of those things. Once you put it in your body, there ain't no coming back.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's not.
And it's, you know, it's fine. But I'm like, it surprised me. I don't want it to surprise any of you because it surprised me. I just didn't think that that was a possibility. So there you go. That's your little helpful tip. Oh, you know what else we need? What else I need to do with my kids that I've not done? I probably don't need to with Thatch now because he's really close to getting married. But I need to do this with my other two. You know, you should go ahead and get power of attorney and medical power of attorneys for your grown adult children, because between, you know, obviously if they get to a point where they get married or whatever, they're going to, you know, you're going to switch that over to their, I mean, maybe you might stay on there too, however you want to do it, but their spouse would probably have it. But in that in-between time, if something happens to them again, you don't have the ability necessarily to, some places it might be better than other, you know, as a parent, they might have different rules, but basically, you know, you want to be able to, God forbid, if something happens, make medical decisions for your for your grown child, your adult child. So those are my two tips, which one I haven't done. So there you go.
Should we talk life insurance while we're at it?
No. Take out a big old policy. Oh my gosh.
You know, you really do. I mean, I said that jokingly, but
yeah,
I mean, you know, anything can happen and we don't like to think about those things, but
no, it's a bummer. But this has been like a real, this has been a saucy episode this week. I'll tell you that much.
Right, triggered.
I was. Today just put me over the top. I was like, really? I'm driving around doing errands. Like, everything's fine. Get to school.
No.
But anyway, what else? What, you got a recipe this week for us? Give us something really
let's
good.
Let's do another Super Bowl.
Yes.
How about
we
that?
Need another because one for the buffet.
Got, let's see. We did the buffalo chicken dip.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have a recipe for, it's called shotgun shells. It's like jalapeno poppers.
Ooh.
But it's encased in sausage and then wrapped in bacon.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
So there's that. Oh. Or I could do some slider recipes too.
Do us, do a what? Maybe if you can. I mean, don't, you know.
One of the best ones. I mean, you
know, love sliders.
There's the ham and cheese sliders, but one of my favorite ones is a chicken parm slider.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
That is
and
good.
A chicken pesto slider. That's good.
That is good. You guys, I love a slider. I love little mini sandwiches.
I do too.
Then you can have like one of that kind and one of that kind.
Yeah.
That's a really, probably one of the best Super Bowl ideas or any kind of, you know, kind of fun, cash, like party type thing like that is just to do a bunch of different
I'll
sliders.
Do some sliders. I'll put
that
some sliders
so
up.
So good. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so hungry right now. I forgot to eat lunch. What time is it? Oh boy. Okay.
Party time.
Party time. But you know what I do have? I have a brisket in the magic slow cooker crock pot. We just call it the magic
right now
pot.
You do? I've got this huge, so you know, Ron got this smoker and I have this huge brisket in my freezer, but everybody's gone back to school. I don't know when to.
Well, cook it, smoke it, and then just dice it up and then freeze the cooked meat and then just get it out when you want to do brisket sliders.
Brisket
Are you
sliders.
Even kidding me?
We need to invent. Okay. I need to come up with the recipe.
Okay.
Yep.
Brisket sliders. Smoke that brisket.
Mm-hmm.
Then get you some, it might be hard to find down there, but it's hard to find here, to be honest. Like a horseradish flavored cheddar cheese.
I'm out on horseradish. I don't like it, but I'm thinking
like a
mango chutney or a peach chutney.
Oh, see, I was thinking spicy.
And
that would be good.
Well, but that has a little spice to it. You know, it's not a,
and
it's
what,
a
some
sweet
kind of
and
cheese,
a spicy
some
and
kind
a cheese
of melted on it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to do a smoked, listen, you need to do a smoked brisket sliders, Super Bowl sliders, smoked brisket, Super Bowl sliders. And come up with some kind of thing. And then that would be really fun. And then you could put your other recipe up, but then you can, afterwards, you can have it for your very own, for the designer cornbread cookbook. For the designer.
Are we going to have a designer cornbread cookbook?
I think probably. I think it's inevitable.
I think we need one.
Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm. I do.
But you do that? That would be a great one for that book.
Okay.
Okay. I've got to work on the shells. I got to work on the pants. What are those called? Ponchos.
Cracker Barrel poncho. The designer cornbread poncho.
I'm working on that. I did go, I'll have you know, I went today in the crazy roads of St. Louis that were just fine to pick up a couple more things of yarn because I'm about to start a Mississippi State crocheted blanket for Miss Joni.
Yay!
So I got the colors I want. I got the yarn I want. And I'm about, because I can't.
That makes me happy.
I know. So see, I'm going to do that. And then I got to work on the little poncho. But yeah, you need to start. That's a winner chicken dinner for the
brisket. Okay, I'm going to have to play. That may not be this week because I'm going to play around with it.
Yeah, you can play around with it, but you've got that big brisket. So what I'm saying is if Ron just smokes that, then y'all can eat on some of it and then just freeze it. And then you can just get that out and you can mess around with different slider comments. You could have like a little taste test with Ron and see what he likes and the boys and stuff. Look at me telling you what to do.
It's a shocker.
Wait, I got to write that down what we called that.
Okay.
Beef. Do we call it brisket?
A brisket slider. We'll figure out where to go with that.
Brisket. Super Bowl sliders. Do you know
briskets used to be really cheap and then they got really expensive? Do you know why?
Somebody did something with them and made everyone want them.
Yeah. It's all this YouTube Grillmaster things. They've all started putting those out there, and then suddenly everybody started wanting brisket and buying brisket.
Man.
And that's what caused the YouTube.
Ruining brisket.
That's it. I know.
Good. Well, that's why it's always
for good
as
people
a nice,
everywhere.
It's a good slow cooker or smoker because it's probably kind of a tough, like it's got a soften isn't the right word. Tenderize.
Like, tenderize.
Soften your brisket. Ew.
No.
No, that's not what I meant. Okay, that sounds great. All right, are we ready for my top three?
I'm ready for your top three.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I don't have a pen. You're going to have to just send it to me.
I will. I'll just send them to you. I've got them written on the thing. So number one this week is I have really, really been loving my Shark Vertex vacuum stick vacuum cleaner. I have never had a vacuum cleaner that I've loved or even really liked my entire adult life. We had an Oreck way back in the day. It was a hand-me-down from, I think, Tim's parents. And it worked pretty well. I mean, we're talking way back in the day with the bag and everything. And then I've tried a couple different ones. I tried a cordless one, and that absolutely was the big fat boo. Anyway, I've just never liked the ones I've ended up getting. I've never liked. So this last, I don't know, it was sometime last year. I don't know if it was this fall or earlier than that. I decided, I'm like, look, you, and part of it's because I'm cheap. I'll just be real honest. I the thought of spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a vacuum.
I can't do it either.
I just can't. So I ended up, so I'm also looking for something really affordable. And, you know, you look at like the Dyson and all these things and they're like
$400 or $500.
They're really expensive. Yeah. And I'm just like
I can spend that $500 on something cool.
I know, like earrings or eye makeup. Anyway,
a vacuum cleaner.
So, no, that's just, anyway.
There's nothing fun about that at all.
No, but let me tell you, this has changed. This is an example of good gear is good gear.
Good gear.
Which is the favorite saying of my husband, John VB, their dads. That's just like a mantra of that good gear is good gear. Meaning you buy it, but if it performs well, if it's good gear and it serves you and it does what it's supposed to do, you know, it may cost a little more, but there you go. So I got, and I'll put the link. It's by Shark. I mean, you know, whatever. It's the Vertex and it's one of the stick ones. It's cord. It has a cord and it's a stick. And it works. It works so good. And it just makes me so happy. It's very easy to maneuver. Because it's not real big. And that's the thing, too. I don't want a big old. I can't do a big old thing. I just want something little. And it's very easy to maneuver. It can get pretty flat. You can get a good ways under furniture. You still have to maybe move a little bit. But it can really get under there. The cord is like 30 feet long. So
you don't have to constantly unplug.
No, you can do like it's 30 feet long. The suction is really powerful. It's got a little light. It comes with a crevice tool. Because, okay, that's the thing too. So it's the stick thing, but the top part comes off and becomes a little mini back. And it has a crevice tool that can get down. And it also has like a pet hair kind of furniture, you know, brush kind of sucker. So it has all that in the one thing. It's very easy to clean. You can pop out the, you can see the dirt. You can see when it's full. I mean, I know all the new ones are like that. I'm literally, like I said, I'm coming from like a bag or
you're a bag, you
know,
lady.
Yeah, I'm a bag lady. So I didn't know. But it's super easy to clean. All the part, even the roller on the bottom, it has a self cleaning hair roller. So it really doesn't get a ton of hair wrapped around it. There's no belt that's going to like none of that.
Not back in the old days.
The old days. Remember when you start smelling the belt burning? Yes. And you're like, shut it off. Shut it off. It smells like burnt tires. Oh gosh. You guys, yep. I'm just literally coming into the 21st century or 20th. So I'm barely there. Anyway, I love it. It just makes it, I don't like to, you know, vacuuming is not my favorite. Doing the floors is not my favorite thing, but this makes it so easy. Or like if there's just one area that's messy, like it's easy to just get it out and do it. It makes me so happy. I will put a link. So that's number one, a vacuum. And especially after Christmas and everything, like getting it and everything vacuumed and clean, it's like the best. Right. So I've been using it a lot, so I really love it. The second thing I got was, this was actually a Christmas present from, I think Thatcher gave this to me. I think I had it on the little list of, you know, because kind of throughout the, what I try to do, I'm getting better at, if I see little things that I want, I don't know if we talked about this, you know, on Instagram ad or, you know, whatever, you'll see something and you're like, oh, I really like, but I don't need it right now, but ooh, that's really cool. I try to stick it on a little list and then I can kind of pop that out to the kids before Christmas. And it just has a variety of little things that I would just would like that, you know, I don't need to buy. Anyway, so it's a rechargeable candle lighter. So I don't know if you've seen them. They're just like a cylinder, you know what I mean? They're like a, it's a lighter, but it's not a flame. It's like a zapper. It's like a
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, Caleb, I think, had one of those. Yeah,
between the little prongers at the end. So it's really safe because it won't light until you flip it out. Anyway, but it recharges. And so it just is nice to, when you run out, you know, you don't run out of, I use those, you know, clickers. We all use the fire, whatever lighters. But you know, this was really nice because it's really slim. It's really easy. It doesn't run out of juice. I mean, you know, it does when you charge it, but it's really nice and it gets down there and there and I can zap my little candles. So that's, and it's really pretty. It's kind of a, I don't know. I think it's like a rose gold or a pale. It's really pretty. It comes in different colors, so you can do whatever color you want.
All right.
And then the last and final thing that is in my top three this week is that Tim filled up the bird feeders outside of my bedroom window and got them all filled up with the bird seed. And so all the birdies and squirrelies come outside my bedroom window and it makes me so happy. So especially right now, whenever it's really cold or there's snow, they just go crazy and it's really fun and it really makes me happy. So that's my third favorite.
That's so nice.
There you go.
Okay.
We did it. You guys, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Thank you for letting us share just what's on our minds and what's going on. And, you know, we appreciate, you know, just knowing that, I don't know, just that we don't all have to agree on everything. And we don't get too into things, you know, we really don't want to, because we want this to be a happy place, but also like kind of a place of real and kind of a place of just like, hey, you know, this is what's going on and maybe it's what's going on with you or whatnot. And so thanks for letting us chat. Uh-huh. Thanks for letting me, if my therapy session of, so I can get over the school closing. I swear to you, if it's closed on Wednesday,
my gosh.
I'm going up there. I'm chaining somebody myself to something.
I wish
I don't
you
know
chain
what.
Yourself to the building.
I wish
that you would chain yourself to the building.
They'd be like, fine. Whatever. They just walk by me. Whatever.
I would come and like throw stuff at you.
I know. I'd be
snowballs.
Like, it'd like be like in the medieval times when the prisoners are in the little carts and they throw stuff at them. Oh, it would not be good. All right. Enough of this foolishness. Thanks, guys. Any last words, Joni?
I would just say if you all will please remember my friend Rebecca in your prayers.
Yes.
Just they've got two teenage children and who've lost their dad and it's going to be rough. But.
Yeah. Yeah. And prayers work, guys. Prayers help and they work and definitely will be lifting them up. So, yep.
All right. Well, y'all have a great weekend. And are we coming? No, we got another week before Super Bowl.
We got another one. So. Yeah, we got one more. So we could do one more, you know, Super Bowl theme food and all that good stuff. So guys, have a great week and goodbye.
See you, corn dog.
Oh, gosh, I'm out. Okay, welcome to...
super cute, too.
I'm going to start with
your beige.
Do you like my necklaces?
Too? I do like your necklaces.
It's gray. It's like a little flash dance. Oh. Look at me.
You are, too. You got the... You're showing some lady
She's
shoulder.
A maniac. Okay.